Welcome back to Tap In with your girl Jazz Tyler on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. If you are just joining us, today's conversation has been incredible. We've been talking about the let them theory, not as just a dating trend, but as a lesson in self-worth, boundaries, and acceptance. Do not forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And shout out to the chat. Sherwin says he does not agree with the happy life, happy wife. I don't either. If there's any husbands out there who are currently experiencing this, and you have been affected by the happy wife, happy life, please call 833-212-1017. He says, Jazz, would you ever marry again? Absolutely would. I absolutely would. I am not a woman. I am a lover girl. I am a woman. You know, I believe that in order to move through life and to complete it, you know, the way that you should, you have to have your counterpart. Madi says, I've been there, done that. She ran through my bank accounts, talked to random, took random dudes around my children. Be careful who you love. I had her in the suburbs in Burlington, Wisconsin. Good credit, and she still fumbled the bag. Man, listen, it's all bad, Madi. We got a caller on the line. Sam, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me, Jess?
Yes. Thank you so much for tapping in with us. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to address a couple of things. One is listening every night and letting you know you do an excellent job. Finally had a chance to call in.
Thank you.
I wish I could have got in when you had the night when you had the Homer Blow show going on. I used that man over the years for parties. That man that did weddings, did my kids' wedding, did family members. So I couldn't get in on there, but I'm listening. I'm chiming in to you doing a great job. And tonight's topic, it hits home. I know folks who experience that, man, just trying to please folks and you feel for them, but in the end, they end up, in the end, not even pleasing the person or themselves. You never win when you overdo that like that. So, great topic, and just wanted to just reach out and let you know I love your show, and keep doing your thing. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Peace and love. Thank you.
I'm from the mill. I ain't trying to tell all my business. I'm from the mill, but you know, I'm not only from the mill. But I'm from North Division, so, you know, I'm deep in it.
Oh, you over there. I see it.
All right, have a good one.
You as well. Thank you so much. Robert Land says, after my third wife, I promised myself I wouldn't get married again. Listen, Rob, I don't know how you got to your third wife, but my advice would be, if you do not want to marry again, I would completely understand that. I would. It sounds like, hey, again, no judgment here, you know. At least you were married, right? At least you're not just out here, just community, you know, all around willy-nilly, man. I get it. We have another caller on the line. Brother Love, are you there?
Hey, Jess, how you doing today?
I am doing good. Thank you so much for tapping in with us. How are you?
I'm feeling real good, Jess. I just want to comment on this let them go theory.
Yep, let them. So the let them theory is basically saying that mm-hmm. when people choose to behave a certain way towards you, you just let them. If they misunderstand you, if they, you know, play you, if they don't support you, you just have to let them.
Right, and you know that's so true, Jazz. And what I will, you know, I never, and all of my sisters, all of my cousins, I never had nobody in my family or women that I met involved in any type of domestic violence situation. So, but evidently, but there's a problem in the country with that, as I hear people talk. So what I would like to do is I ride past a graveyard tonight, and, they there, I might as well ask, is there anything that you would have did different than letting someone you love take your life?
Listen, you know what, brotherly love? I think that, to your point, it goes back to the let them. And I spoke about this earlier. the reason why, when I first read this, I was like, hey, I'm not about to allow someone to just walk all over me. But I read it out of context. Basically, what it's saying is you have to have peace. You have to choose yourself enough to say, you know what? I'm not going to allow you to continue to do this to me, but I'm going to let you do it for the simple fact of it's your choice. If that's what you choose to do, that's what you choose to do. But your choice does not define who I am. Right. It does not define who I am. But I want to go a little bit deeper with this. Right. As far as the biggest lie we've been told about love. Before we went to break, we were talking about some of the lies we've been told growing up. Right. Love means suffering. Love means proving yourself. Love means waiting and fixing somebody and just, again, being that ride or die. Sometimes the problem isn't the person we choose, but sometimes it's the fact that we've been taught to love a certain way. We've seen our parents, our grandparents, movies, songs, all of that. Like, we've seen things around us to train us on what love is supposed to look like. But my question to you all is, what is the biggest lie you ever been told about love? I'll go first. For me, I think the biggest lie is if they love you, they'll change. I mean, people can grow. Absolutely. People can mature. But growth has to be their decision, not your project. Again, ding, 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 that word project. It has to be their decision. Love is not a renovation show. You don't get the blueprint, hire the contractors, and then expect someone else to become your dream partner. That's not how this goes, right? If they love you enough, they'll change. No. Why are you in the business of trying to change somebody anyways? Again, that goes back to creating that false reality in your head that does not exist. You are dating for potential. You are friends with someone for potential. You are with them because of everything you want them to be, not because of who they are. That's really delusional. I'm not being funny. I'm not trying to talk about anyone, but I'm being honest. That is delusional, right? Now, let's take this a little bit deeper. Because a lot of these are pattern recognition behavior. A lot of this is pattern recognition behavior. We naturally seek familiarity as human beings, right? Even what's familiar sometimes isn't healthy. If you grew up in an environment that was chaotic, or if inconsistency was not normal, if expressing yourself was not normal, then peace is not going to feel normal. That's why healing isn't just learning new habits. Sometimes you have to train. You have to unlearn and relearn. You have to retrain your nervous system to stop confusing anxiety with excitement. And ladies, you know exactly what I mean when I say this, because we get the butterflies. Those aren't butterflies, homegirl. Those are not butterflies. Those are a warning of mass destruction. Run. Your body is telling you something ain't right. And you over here googly eyes. Hey, oh my gosh, girl, he gave me butterflies, girl. Oh my gosh, he pulled up on me. And I went outside and he brought me some roses and, you know, kissed me on my cheek and told me I smell good and said this and said that. And I got, no, those are not butterflies, my love. That is anxiety. That is anxiety because your body, your nervous system, your spirit is picking up something that you can't because you're stuck on dumb. You're all in your heart, all in your chest. You're all in your feelings that you can't pay attention clearly to understand. So you are confusing anxiety with excitement, right? I remember I was getting my hair done by my good friend Anitra. And I was sitting in her chair. It was her anniversary. We were talking about her marriage. And I was asking her, like, how did you know that Corey was the one? Right. She was like, I was like, did you get excited? She was like, no, I actually initially I didn't, you know, I wasn't into him like that. But I knew he was the one because I was calm. I had this sense of calmness in my body, this sense of stillness. Right. Not butterflies. Not. She said butterflies is anxiety. And when I sat there and thought about it, I'm like, it is. It is a form of anxiety. But we've been brought up in an environment of survival so much to the point where, again, it goes back to if you have grown up in chaos and confusion, if you have grown up in unstable or there wasn't any consistency, anything opposite of that is going to feel abnormal. Anything opposite of that is going to feel like out of the ordinary, right? So again, you have to unlearn and relearn to train your nervous system to be accustomed to, you know, those triggers. Why? What is making me feel this way? Don't confuse your feelings with your nervous system. Those are two completely different things. Again, this is going back to the let them theory, right? When you are you tired from life? Is life hard and you're exhausted because of life, or is it because of someone else? Because you're holding on to someone that you should have let go, or someone who has already let you go. And then the biggest lie about love. We create these false scenarios in our head because we're scared of rejection. We're scared of uncertainty. And whenever something is not certain, what do? I'm going to make up something because I need an answer. It's like the people who's always like, you did me wrong. I need an apology. What is an apology going to do? Nothing, right? I don't care about no apology. You done did what you did. It's the same thing with love, with dating, with relationships, with friendships, with all of the above, right? We got to go to break. When we come back, we are playing a new game called Truth or Trend. I am going to read you popular relationship advice from social media, and we're going to decide together, is it wisdom or just another internet trend? Do not touch that dial. It's your girl Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Anxiety, keep on trying me. I feel it quietly, trying to silence me. Yeah, my anxiety can't shake
me. 101.7 The Truth. You have officially tapped in with your girl Jazz Tyler. Welcome back. If you are joining us, we are talking about the let them theory. I seen this on social media. Listen, and I had to talk about it. If people, you know, treat you a certain way, you got to let them. If they don't support you, you got to let them. And that's cool, right? You have to let them. We're going to tap back into that. But before we do, I want to introduce our newest segment, Truth or Trend, right? How it works is I'll read a popular saying. You tell me, is it truth or is it just a trend? We are joined by our intern, Terrace. You ready? Let's talk about it, Terrace.
Hello.
Okay, so round one, here's the question. I want to ask you the question, and then I'm going to, and then you just answer like rapid fire, right? And you can explain as well. So first question is, if they wanted to, they would.
Truth.
Truth. All right. Round two, protect your peace.
Truth.
Okay. And the third one, never chase anyone.
Truth.
Yes. So you say three out of three, truth, mm-hmm. All truth. All right. So I believe that if they wanted to, they would. That's truth for sure.
Yes.
I agree, because you are making a conscious decision to say, hey, I don't want to do that. Or yes, I do want to do that. Right. People make time for and what who they want. I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care if you're going through something. I don't care if it's depression. I'm going to make a way. Right.
Yeah.
Now, the protect your peace. So this is tricky for me because I do protect my peace by any means. But I feel like social media has made it such a trend.
Yeah,
what do you think?
It depends. I feel like it depends. Yes.
Do you think it's more of, do you think that it's the truth, but social media made it a trend, so now it's kind of watered down?
Yeah, I it's giving people, they don't have to try as hard, I feel like.
Yes.
They think that.
All right, so the never chase anyone, like, is that healthy, or does every meaningful relationship require somebody to make the first move at some point?
You got to want to be chased. It depends on the person.
Yes, it do.
Look, I want somebody to show that they care and they want me.
Yeah, I agree. So the never chase anyone, I feel like that's the truth. To your point, because at the end of the day, somebody does have to chase somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do the chasing.
Nope.
I do the choosing.
Exactly.
I'm not doing the chasing.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Terrace. We're going to bring that back tomorrow as well. Here's what I think. I think that healthy relationships aren't, you know, about chasing. They are about reciprocating. And one person shouldn't always be carrying the relationship, right? Hey, stop carrying the relationship. That goes back to what we talked about earlier. As far as how hard life is, right? Are you tired and exhausted because you are fighting for people who already made their choice? You fighting for something that does not exist. It no longer exists. It hasn't existed. Earlier, we was talking about the happy wife, happy life. I know y'all got some homeboys or some homegirls who are in relationships that don't want to be in a relationship. And they're only there because life is just a little bit more simple and a little bit more easier with them being there. I want to go back to the mind thing when I was talking about, you know, things being familiar. Again, we are talking about the let them theory. I was scrolling on social media the other day, ended up running across this post on Instagram. And initially when I read it, I was like, ain't no way I'm going to allow someone to just constantly walk all over me. But I had to take a step back, have some conversations. And then I begin to reflect and think like, oh, I get it. So the let them theory says that if someone wants to act a certain way, you have to let them. If they misunderstand you, let them. If they don't talk to you, let them. Or if they treat you inconsistently, let them. But not because it doesn't affect you, but because their actions already give you information about who they are and what they want. So for those who are joining us, I mentioned earlier, when you allow someone to just expose themselves, it eliminates you having to play the words matches action game. And if you are a lady, well, this goes for anybody, but specifically to the women. If you are a woman who is in the dating world, you know exactly what I mean. Oh, you are going to spend time trying to add up if the actions are matching the words when the actions are already giving you the actions and the answers to begin with, right? The second part goes on to say, instead of forcing things, you accept the reality that you can't control everything, like how someone feels, how they show up, or how you want them to choose you. By choosing to let them, you start to see things more clearly and you learn to choose yourself. You learn to choose your standards and your boundaries, and it helps you see people for who they truly are. Listen, again, that is a form of peace. That is a form of saying, you know what? I accept you for who you are to its entirety, right? Did you know, again, that we naturally seek out what's familiar? Even when what's familiar isn't healthy. If you were growing up around chaos and confusion, peace can feel uncomfortable. If inconsistency was normal, consistency can feel suspicious. That's why a lot of times when you are dealing with people in certain capacities, not just a relationship, but when you are dealing with someone who has been in an environment of survival and they have not healed, when you're genuine, you bring love, you bring consistency, you bring truth, you bring, you know, everything that goes against everything that they've been taught, it feels abnormal to them. And we were talking about how to retrain your nervous system to stop confusing anxiety with excitement. Again, a lot of times when we're dating, we feel like we get butterflies, when in all actuality, it's a sign. It's a warning sign. It's telling you, no, this is not something that you need to be involved in. This is not something that you need to be dealing with. But instead of listening to it, we're in our feelings. And then we begin to, you know, create a life or whatever it is that we want inside of our head with this specific situation. And then when it doesn't happen or it doesn't exist, then we begin to feel away when people start acting away. But the truth is, they've already shown us who they were. We just did not want to accept it, right? And then we dabbled in a little bit when it came to being told the wrong things when it comes to love. So you add that on top of it, right? If you love me, you gonna ride or die for me. If happy life, happy wife. Boy, and I know the fellas, feel me on that. If you are a man who is in a marriage or a relationship and you happy wife, happy life, you don't need to be there. That is the truth, because you are settling. You are not at peace. You are only there for, you know, convenience or because, again, you were taught to love the improper way. You just stick it out no matter what, right? It's going to get better. They're going to change. I said, for me, the biggest lie I've been told about love is if they love me, they'll change. No, they won't. People are going to be who they are. You should never go into any situation assuming that you can change someone, because you cannot. You cannot force someone to be someone that they aren't. And you can't force them to choose you. You can't force them to behave a certain way towards you. I was talking earlier when we were first talking about the let them theory, that every time someone has done something to me that went against, you know, whatever it is that I would do, right? It just made me realize why I rock with me even more. It made me realize why I have standards in the first place, why I have boundaries, because I used to be a people pleaser. And again, that word scares people, but not in a sense of being ran over, but more so the fact that when I love someone and I love the people around me, I just want to see them win. And because I want them to be successful so much, I have a problem with saying no. And then when I begin to say no, it becomes an issue, which then becomes another issue. So again, we are talking about the let them theory. We are breaking it down to its entirety. When we come back, ladies, I got something for you. What's one thing men think impresses women that absolutely does not? For example, flashing money, playing hard to get, taking forever to text back, acting emotionally unavailable, talking about how many women want them, so on and so on. Now, listen, fellas, don't get mad. I got y'all coming up, too. But coming up, we're going to flip the script and we're going to get to it. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
In Milwaukee, just 9% of fourth graders can read at grade level. 9%. This is a shameful crisis. Behind those numbers are our kids, our friends' kids, the next generation of Milwaukee. This is what's at stake in the August 11th primary election, the future of every Milwaukee child.
You are officially tapped in with your girl, Jazz Tyler, on 101.7 The Truth. We got a caller on the line. Mr. Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you so much for tapping in with us. How are you today?
Blessed by the best. Appreciate your commentary. I appreciate the voice and how you're invoking these questions. You're invoking these discussions. But I want to just chime in real quick on the happy wife, happy life. I mean, my understanding, after being married 20-plus years, 5 children, 3 adults, and 2 younger ones, the extension of that happy wife, happy life for me is, she's an extension of me. I'm treating her like I would treat myself. So if she's happy, I must be happy. But I want to add to this. A joyous man, that's God's plan. I'm going to leave it at that.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Lee. And you are absolutely right, right? So in that context, if it don't apply, let it fly. Meaning, I understand what you mean for a man who is happy. Happy life, happy wife. Meaning, as long as I make my wife happy, right? That's my job as a man. Then everything will be all right. I understand that for men like you. But for the men who like to waste women time, right? For the men who... And what I mean by that is they know that they don't want to be there, but they are there for convenience. And they, hey, hands up, happy wife, happy life, whatever it is, that is unhealthy. Not necessarily for the one, just for the woman, but it's unhealthy for the man, because he feels trapped. Like, he can't speak. He can't talk. He's walking on eggshells. He's trying to tiptoe around triggers. He can't really be himself. And at the bottom line is he's just not happy. Right. That's the reality of it. So before we went to break, ladies, I was reaching out to you all because this is a moment of honesty. What's one thing men think impresses women that absolutely does not? I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017, whether it's flashing money, whether it's playing hard to get, whether it's taking forever to text back, acting emotionally unavailable, or talking about how many women want them. First of all, if you are ever in a situation or on a date with a man who talks about how many women wants them, listen, honey, you got to rethink the men that you are dating. No one's going to sit around a man who brags about, oh, I got this. Like, how old are we again? Absolutely not. Out of these choices for me, the things that men may think impress me but don't is the flash of money is, you know, that's childish, but it's more so the playing hard to get, right? The acting emotionally unavailable. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of men do this in efforts to try and gain some type of control over the situation. And I'm not talking about narcissists, because I know us women love to throw that term out there so loosely. I mean, like, men who are actually interested in you, but because they have been in situations that has forced them to be heartbroken or to harbor how they truly feel, they pretend to be emotionally unavailable when all actuality, they care more than you do. They just don't want to show it, right? So they play hard to get. They do little things. So me, you know, again, true family, y'all already know I say it all the time. I am official, the official Petty LaBelle, okay? Official Petty LaBelle. My pettiness is so petty, it's the pettiness of pettiness. If you take too long to text me back, I will text you back the same amount of hours and minutes and seconds later. If I text you at 3:33 p.m., that day, and you wait 8 hours and 56 minutes and 32 seconds to text me back, that's how long I'm going to wait to text you back. That's how long I'm going to wait to communicate with you, because I want to prove a point, right? It's not, and a lot, again, a lot of men do it because they're playing hard to get, because they want to make it seem like, you know, hey, I got this going on, or I can't give her too much, like the bait system, breadcrumbing. Let me go ahead and just breadcrumb her, because it's going to build the excitement, and that's going to make me fall. That's going to make her fall in love with me. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's going to make you put. It's going to make me put you right back where you were. Blocked. we back on a blocked. Blocked. Okay. Don't have time for it. Another thing that men think impresses women but does not is, I'm going to catch some slack for this. Oh, my gosh. I'm ready, though, fellas. I'm ready. The super nice guy. The super nice guy, not saying you can't be a good man. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, the guy who overly tries his hardest to just prove, right? It's like what fellas, my brothers always talk about, the pick me chicks, right? Pick me, pick me. I want to do that. I'm going to do this so you can pick me. Not the women who are genuine and just want to help, but the pick me. But the guys who overdo it, where it's just like, oh my gosh, you don't have to, you know, I don't know how to say it without sounding harsh, because again, I know I'm going to catch a lot of slack for this. Yes, we want good men. Yes, we want great men. Yes, we want men to treat us like princesses and queens and all of the above. But there are some men who just do too much. And they do so much to the point where it gives off creep vibes, right? Like, you don't have no business. If we've only been on one or two dates, you have no business popping up at my house or place of business with flowers and all types of stuff unannounced, brother. You're doing too much. You don't have no business texting me every hour on the hour if I did not invite that in. And sisters, y'all know what I mean. Now, I'm going to play the advocate here. I don't like to say devil's advocate, but I'm going to play the advocate, because when it comes from a guy you want it to come from, it's all fine and dandy. But when it comes from the guy who's too nice, it feels like harassment. Just stop. It's cringy. It makes me cringe. We do not like the men who are too nice. And the guys know that too. Like, oh, you're such a sweetheart. Let's just be friends. That's the instant friend zone. Instantly. You're going into the friend zone. Nope.
What?
Because if To me, it gives off, I can run over you. It gives off, you're not going to have a backbone. It gives off, you're going to allow me to wear the pants in this relationship. Again, it may sound weird, but it's the truth. Like, I don't want a super, super nice guy. I don't want a guy who just overdoes it, who tries his hardest to prove why I should rock with him. No, no. Your actions is going to show me. If you keep doing corny stuff and that's not going to work for me. Shout out to the chat. Anita Nicole over here cracking up. I'm trying to, you know, again, I know I said it. I know I'm going to get chewed out for this, but I'm trying to explain it in a way that does not make us sound crazy, ladies, because you know the men coming for me. They're like, y'all don't know what y'all want. One minute y'all want a nice guy, the next minute you don't want a guy. What do you want? I do want a great guy. I just don't want a guy that's too nice. Like, my mind is different. If you are too nice, I'm going to be like, dang, can you fight? are you going to protect me? Like, you just too nice. Do you got a backbone? Like, no, it's just not going to work. So let's flip it, right? Let's talk to the men. All right, men, 833-212-1017. What is something women do? Or what is something that women think impresses you all but really don't? Is it the designer labels? And the overconfidence, or us playing hard to get. What about the filters, the social media perfection, right? Where everything got not a stretch mark in sight. Expensive gifts too early, or being someone that they are not. What is it about? What is it that women do? Or what is something that women think impresses men, but really, really don't? What you think, Z?
Look, leave me out of this, Jazz, because the stuff you talking right now, I can't even respond respectfully.
What is something women think impresses men but really don't? You know, from my experience.
I say, yeah, hair, lashes.
The makeup, the aesthetics. The aesthetics. And
BBLs, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my brothers mentioned that too. Like
a lip filler or anything like that.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Listen, I feel like I am watching the iRobot movie. Like everybody just looks the same, right? There is no originality. This is coming from a woman. I'm not hating on women who are like that. I'm just saying that in today's day and age, I can understand why that would not impress a lot of men, because everybody go to the same doctor, get the same body, have the same Louis bag, have the same red bottoms. The wigs the same, the makeup artist is the same, everything is just the same. But for me, I think when it comes to us trying to impress women, I'm sorry, men, women trying to impress men, I think where we fall short is by being there, right? It sounds very, very simple, but hear me out. If you are a person who's a natural healer or a natural giver, you know, it's like, hey, whatever it is you need, I got you. You know, I like to do this, or yeah, I like to do that. Okay, so we found a common ground. We found a common interest. Now with this common interest, like for me, I always attract men, entrepreneurs, men who has their own businesses or who runs major, you know, corporations. And then it's like, and because I like business and I have my own business and I love ideas and creative direction and all of that stuff, I'm always constantly thinking. I'm always creating. I'm always throwing out ideas. And because I'm a woman of the people, my people specifically, I want to help you, right? So what I end up doing is, man, you need, they be like, I'm trying to do, oh yeah, that's easy, right? What knowledge is power. That's easy. Whatever, come on, I'll show you how to do it. Don't worry about it. And then you do it just because it's naturally who you are. But at the same time, you start to begin to realize, like, hold on. I'm not about to be over here helping you build a whole business, giving you information, having lunch dates and coffee, planning around this and that because I want to impress you or because I want you to see like, yeah, we can build a business together or we can work together. No, what's going to end up happening is he's going to take all the information that you give him. He's going to take all the information that you give him, apply that to his business. And then he's going to go about his business. he's going to go about his business. I'm telling you, that's exactly what's going to happen. And again, it's not it doesn't apply to everybody, but I'm just telling you from experience, that can come off as a pick me woman. Men do not like the pick me woman. He's going to pick you right up out, right up off his life. He's going to pick you right up on out of his life if you overextend yourself trying to prove to him why he should be with you. I know how to do this. I can do that. That's easy. I'm da 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 da. Okay. So does the next woman. So does the next woman that's on his line. So does the chick he just went to Cabo with. So does the chick that he just went to Chicago with, right? Men do not like pick me women. They don't. And I have a lot of brothers. I also know that men, some of the things women do that think impress men that really don't is walking around all day with that makeup on 24. Every time we see you, you got a full beat. You got a wig on. You got heel, like. Every time he see you, before when y'all go to bed, you got on makeup and a bonnet. And when you wake up, you got on makeup and a bonnet. You got your face done 2 days ago. You ain't washed it off yet. I'm just saying, you waking up looking like Cleo. He don't know who you is because you've been an imposter this whole time. Right? Nine times out of 10, even men who do appreciate and are attracted to the women who like to look like that on a regular, 9 times out of 10, when they're in their own comfort at home and they're, you know, he get a chance to, like, they like that more. If you popping out and you stepping out and that's your thing, cool. But not at home, right? Not every time he pull up and y'all go out to dinner, every time he come over to watch a movie, every time. Date night at the crib and you got a full beat. Come on. Men like natural women. Men want to see you without makeup. They want to see you when your hair nappy. They want to see you in some jogging sweat, you know, some sweatpants and a tank top every now and again, right? So stop always feeling like you have to be the best of the best in order to obtain the attention of a man. Listen, we got to go to break. When we come back, we are going to talk about potential versus reality. Are you in love with the person or the possibility? It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth. I'm in a relationship when I'm at my job. I need a customer. 101.7 The Truth. Your girl Jazz Tyler, we are live and direct. Before we went to break, we were talking about some of the things that men and women do in order to impress the opposite sex. I was saying, as a woman, one of the things that men do that women just simply don't like, some women, is the super nice guy, right? Like, yeah, we want you to be a good man, a good guy, a good person. We want you to treat us like a queen, but when you start to overdo it just to, and you become a pick me guy, similar to what the guys mentioned about a pick me woman, then it's all bets off, right? Automatic friend zone. For the men, they don't like the pick me chicks, and they don't like women who walk around all the time just made up. You know, sometimes they want you to be a little lax. Sometimes they don't want you to have on a full beat. They want to see who you are and your natural thought. You know, so maybe the greatest lesson today when it comes to this is to stop trying to become what you think someone wants and become the healthiest version of yourself, because the right people won't require a performance. They'll appreciate your authenticity. Right now, before we went to break, I told y'all coming back in this hour, it's about to get real. We are going to talk about potential versus reality. Now, this applies both ways to both men and women. Right. And it's not necessarily pertaining to just dating, but I'm using dating as an example because we are learning something here. Pattern recognition, self-pattern recognitions, right? Potential versus reality. Are you in love with the person or the possibility? We've talked about the let them theory. We've challenged some of the biggest relationship myths that we've inherited. But I think this next conversation is where a lot of us are going to see ourselves. So, here's my question, my hard question for this hour for you. Truth Nation. Have you ever been in love with someone's potential instead of accepting their reality? Right? And again, I don't mean just romantic relationships. We talking friendships, business partners, family members. Sometimes we just become emotionally invested in the version of a person that we hope they'll become while ignoring the person standing right in front of us. That is the hard truth. I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Have you ever been in love with someone for potential instead of accepting their reality? I talked about this earlier. I can't do projects. I don't want a Build-A-Bear. I don't want a project, right? And the reason why I say that is because, again, at the top of the show, you know, I was explaining to you all about the Let Them Theory, and I was also talking about my stance on things and why when someone chooses to behave a certain way, I allow them to, not to repeat it because I have self-worth and standards, but because I'm at peace with myself. And one of the things that I've learned about myself is that I love potential and the possibility. I am a person who loves the possibility of something because I come from nothing. I know what it feels like to be in an environment that everything and everyone around you is showing you who you're going to be. And you have to find something within yourself that say that is not going to be the possibility of me. So the impossible is not impossible to me. Even when it comes to dealing with human beings, the impossible is never impossible because look at me. Look at how far I've come. I don't look like what I've been through. If I did, y'all probably would not want to look at me. I don't look like it. So nothing is impossible to me. And the more I started to reflect, the more I realized that I used to always believe there's this saying that says, hey, if you are a natural healer or someone who has a gift of healing, you are automatically going to attract people who needs to be healed, right? If you are a person, and ladies, I know you've heard this multiple times. If you know how to nurture people naturally, right, and you are a healer, you naturally attract people that needs to be healed. That is false. That is false. You attract people that need to be healed because you are not healed. That is the truth. And what ends up happening is because you are not healed, you end up dating for possibility. You end up dating for potential of what something could be. You end up dating for what's not in front of you. You're totally missing everything that's in front of you. I was just in here talking to Meech. We was having this conversation about the possibility, right? I used to love Six Flags. Not literally. I just used to love red flags. But like, hey, don't go in there. All right, cool. I'm going there. Don't open this door. Beware. Trespass. I'm going to do it anyways, right? Because nothing is impossible to me. And then you start to realize it was a reason why that sign was there. It was a reason why it's called red flags, man. Don't go. Don't go that way. But I always try to see the good in people. I always try to be a person who is understanding. I always try to be a person who, you know, just give grace. Because that's how I want people to treat me. That's how I want people to deal with me. And the problem with that is when you are stuck in potential versus reality, you are stagnant. You are delusional. You are lying to yourself. Again, it goes back to creating a false narrative inside of your head because it has not happened yet. It has not happened yet. You can say, hey, oh my gosh, I am thrilled about this new position. And I am currently the supervisor. But if I put in enough work, I promise you, I know I'm going to be manager. And once I'm manager, I'm going to work my way up to CEO. And when I'm CEO, I'm going to change this policy and this procedure and da 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 da. Those are dreams and aspirations, but we don't know if that's going to happen. You are embedding yourself to some based off potential, right? If I have enough potential to be this, I have enough potential to be that, but you're not matching the actions with it. So you're dating people based off potential and they have not shown you or approved their actions as to why you should. It's an investment. Potential is an investment, right? Potential is an investment. And the reason why I say an investment is because it's a risk. Whatever you put in, you don't know if you're going to get back, which is why you should not date off potential. If someone comes to you and say, hey, this is my outline of my life. This is where I want to go. This is who I want to be. These are the things that I want to do. This is my plan to get there. That's not potential. That is someone saying, hey, I'm laying it all out for you. Let's figure out how we both fit in this versus, oh, man, listen. Yeah, I want to own a trucking company. Yeah, what you want to do? What's your purpose? What's your, man, I just want to, you know, I want to own a trucking company. I want to get a Groupon, you know what I'm saying? I want to own a car lot, you know what I mean? And if I go back to school to be a chef, or if I go back to college to, you know, for my business degree, I could open up an LLC and do, you know, my guy down the street, he said he be on the stock trading thing. Bruh, come on now. Potential. All talk. I ain't seen you do nothing. You over here talking about stocks and trades. I ain't seen you do nothing. I ain't seen you watch nothing. I ain't seen you study nothing. I ain't seen you go to the bank. I ain't seen you did nothing. Potential, right? The reality is we always see the great in people so much to the point where we are blinded by who they truly are. We trauma bond. Oh, my gosh, I've been hurt too. Oh, my gosh, I come from the struggle, too. Oh, my gosh, you've been through this. So have me. I have, too. Oh, my gosh, we're trauma bonding. Yes, I love it. We both have potential. Look how far I've come. I know I can help you. I know I can be everything you need because I see the potential in you. No, you cannot do that. You are setting yourself up for failure. You are setting yourself up for failure, right? You are becoming emotionally invested in the version of a person that you hope they'll become while ignoring the person that's standing right in front of you. If that's not a setup for failure, I don't know what is. So, another hard question for y'all. How long is too long to wait for someone's potential to become reality? Because the reality is, there are two sides, and we're going to, again, play advocate. Dating for potential based off of you, not what they've shown you, but based off of what's inside of your mind versus dating for potential because you actually see that someone is on the verge of becoming the best version of themselves. So if you are dating for potential, not based off of a false narrative that you created inside of your head, but because this person is actually showing you everything that they could be. How long is too long to wait for someone's potential to become reality? 6 months, 2 years, 10 years, or should we only date, hire, trust, and build with people who are who they are today? Phone lines are open, 833-212-1017. How long is too long to wait for someone's potential to become a reality? We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the sunk cost fallacy. I'm going to explain what that is when we come back. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.